Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry. Try all those tears that come through fear with his
supply. Hey, 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 it's Friday. We made it through another week. God bless you. And I'm praying for Shirley Willis, her recovery. She's at home recovering. Of course, she's, you know, bedridden, but she's recovering at home. She has physical therapists, all of those wonderful people around her. She is recovering. Thank God. Thank God for the prayers. And I thank God for Elder Rodney. He's been at home 2 weeks. He's out moving, grooving. He's getting around. Amen, amen. Right now I'm praying for Denise Gist's mother, that she's in the hospital. She had surgery. God let his hand touch her body and heal her. Amen, amen. For those that are recovering from COVID, God bless you. Let God continue to be a focus in your life as you recover from COVID. Amen, amen. My topic, let no evil remain. Amen. And coming from Deuteronomy 13, chapter 13, verse 7. None of the accused things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy. Have compassion on you and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers. Amen, amen. Israel must conquer idolatrous cities and destroy all the spoil regarding all that had been polluted by idolatry, as an accused thing to be burned with fire. Now sin of all sorts must be treated in the same manner. We must not allow a single evil habit to remain. We regard this as a fruit of the grace of God, which we would on no account miss. When we multiply our efforts against iniquity, the Lord multiplies our blessings. The way of peace, of growth, of safety, of joy in Christ Jesus will be found by following out these words. None of the accused things shall remain in your hand. Lord, purify me this day. Compassion, prosperity, increase, and joy will surely be given to those who put away sin with solemn resolution. Amen, amen. That is my word. Let no evil remain. Put it on the altar. Put it, give it to Christ. This is what I'm saying. If people are continuing to dwell in what they do, I can't be the judge. Only God can judge you. Amen. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for Friday, and I will speak to those that have mothers. Please, regardless, If you have not had a relationship with your mom, please get one with her today. Start today. Because I know that I had a very good mother. And in my heart of hearts, I love her. I love her as if she was still here. And it's nothing like the love of a mother. So I salute the mothers and I salute the grandmothers that are being mothers to the children that has a mother, that do not have a mother anymore. So I'm saying this, love your mom, cherish her until the end of time, until the end of days. Bond with your mom, love her. And I know that's easier said than done for some, you know. But now is the time to be with your mom, to be mother and daughter. Amen. Amen. Again, me, I am Evangelist Faye or Sister Faye, however you want to call me. God bless you. God bless you. I have a born day coming up this weekend / Mother's Day every day. You know, it's quite a bit of people on this site or Facebook. Their birthday is in May as well, and other avenues of social media. But I'm going to say this, and I don't mind saying it. I am grateful to God for my born day. I will be 66 years old. Amen. Amen. And I am grateful for God. Amen. So until Monday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you and let God keep you and let you have that time the weekend to spend with your mother. God is love. God is strength. He leads me to perfect peace. I love the Lord. He is my everything. I love the Lord. May he bring you peace and joy. Love you. See you Monday. Amen. Amen.